us again.
Today's daf is daf Chof Dalet. We're in Masechet Bava Metzia, second paragraph of Metziot, and we were in the middle of discussing the halach of Tviut Ayin, which we got into because of Kleyan Puria. Kleyan Puria was Rav Shimon ben Elazar's halacha. That's something that is brand new. You haven't had a chance to really get to know. You won't have Tviut Ayin. There's a semachloket, by the way, whether that means that even if a person does claim to have Tviut Ayin, he doesn't have Tviut Ayin, whether it defines norms. But in any event, once we entered into the shaila who we will believe for Tviut Ayin, only somebody would only be Mishana B'diburo. We had three things besides Darke Shalom. We bring a story today to indicate the sensitivity to other people's property and how any breakdown of that sensitivity can sort of get out of hand. And here was the Maisa. We're now six lines down on the page. Five lines down. Marzuto Chasida Ignev Lekasa, the Kaspa Miushpiza. Now there was a Ganav in the Yushpizin of Marzuto Chasida where he was staying, and the silver cup. It's a classic case where the guest walks off with a silver cup. Of course, the only one that was there at the time that was under suspicion was Marzuto Chasida. Not really, but he was definitely on the lookout for who could have done a thing like that. So Chazyalahu Barbe Ravi sees a guy in the yeshiva who washes his hands in a very frum kind of way, but then dries it on another guy's towel. How do you dry your hands on somebody else's towel? It was even the guy's shirt, but we won't talk about that. He immediately said, "Aha! There is a man who gives every indication of being a ganav, someone who doesn't care about other people's money." They immediately tied him to the stake, lit the fire, and believe it or not, the guy admitted it. So Kafte, they tied him up. Yeah, and he was Maida. Anyway, getting back to Shimon Elazar. So Maida of Shimon Elazar bekelim chadashim shesevaatan ha'ayin. If Shimon Elazar is made on the new things that people would actually know, that you are chayav lahakris, what do we mean by kelim chadashim shalosava atana ayin she'enol chayav lahakris? Well, we mean things like bade machatin v'tzindoriot u'machrozot shel kardumot, where you have over here basically holders, like a cushion, pin cushion, four pins, or four, they had in those days, the tzinoriot was something we don't see very much anymore because it was a spinning tool, but it was also a pin-sized little fork device that held the thread in place. But this was something you would poke into a bod, which is a holder of some kind, like a cushion. Umachrozot shel kardumot, we have these little hooks that are there for hammers. Kol elu she'amru. Now, by the way, some say that these are special cases, or why dafka cases like this, that everything, even if it's not Kleyan Puria, they're always considered to be the equivalent of Kleyan Puria, because people never. I mean, who gets to be Savatan Ayin on a box of bobby pins? You know, so that's what he's saying. That by definition would be Kleyan Puria. Others say that, generally speaking, we would accept that in the event that a person would have had Tvias Ayin on Kleyan Puria, he said, I had this around for a long time already, or I've used it a lot since getting it, then we would be makabel that he does have Tviyot Ayin, but these are unique in that we never look at them as something that you'd have Tviyot Ayin on. Now, all of these cases, kol elu she'amru ematai mutarin, these cases that they're mutar, that's only bizman shematzah nechad echad. That's if you found one of them, but if you find now a group of them, matzah shnayim, then because of the minion, you're chayev lahachris. But by the way, what is bade? The word bade. What does that mean? No, bade means what's usually used is shuke. Shuke are branches of a tree. They would use like soft wood to plug what we use as a pin cushion. They would have a little pin, a wood pin, or we have cork, basically. They're the same thing. So why do we call that bade? It's an interesting word. Am I calling like bade? Because davar shetolba mide, something that holds in some fashion groups of other things, is always called a bod. For instance, bod korolei. And it's interesting because bod actually has to do with alone. Bod bevad, right? So in other words, it takes things that are separate if you look into the details, but you take them as a bod. So therefore we call it bod. This is very nogea, the dinim, actually. Gemara derives a lot of halachas from the fact that pishtan is called bade. So dover ha'ole bod bevad. And so there's a lot of halachas that are in that word, bod. But over here we're using it for a cushion device or something that holds. Like we find, take a look at this. We find in Lagabi the dinim of Arava, where we talk about now how many leaves have to be left. So we call that also bad. Ale echad, bivad echad. Avad echad would be a joint grouping, a stick of the Arava, in which you have many pieces coming out of. Once Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, now this Braita brings an extension, it's not really an extension, but it's a further kula. In other words, we've seen that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is the author of the kula of Klei Anpuria, that there's never a chiyuv to be Malkris. And over there, I mean, it was really only Nogea, a whole new, it's very interesting, the only place in Talocha of Tfiut Ayin was Merumas, that there would be a need to be concerned about Tfiut Ayin, and maybe the fact that in the Beit HaMidrash you'd have to see if anybody lost something, was only Lagabi Klei and Puria, where it's telling you you don't have to worry, which is very fascinating. Because how do I know I do have to worry? Until now we've been talking about Simonim. And it's just an amazing way of bringing out the halacha, somebody mentioning something that's irrelevant if there's a simon there. Say, no, we're not talking about simonim. A whole different idea. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar now becomes the author of the kula that was stated as far as the dinim of Tviyot Ayin, which is the Klei Anpuria halacha. So v'chein just means in the same way that it was mekel on that, he also came up with another kula, which is that amatzil min ha'arium, min ha'dovu, min ha'namerum, min ha'bardeles, somebody who has saved, let's say, an animal from an attacking lion or bear or tiger or panther or whatever, or he got something that was being washed away from by a incoming tide or a raging river, or, and here's the interesting part, we never thought of this, that if you find something in a public highway, or a square that people come from all over, and for that matter, b'chomakom sharabim mitzuyim sham. Let's say you find something in a Howard Johnson bathroom, harei elu shalo, because the rabim are mitzuyim sham, and therefore, since everybody is there, habali mityashimihem. In other words, even if a guy has a siman muvak, because he's in a loz, he lost it in a place where the likelihood is that the kind of guy that's going to pick it up there is not going to be announcing it and trying to get him back his beautiful golden ring that he left when he took it off to wash his hands in the Howard Johnson bathroom. He gives up on it. And at that point, there's no chiyuv at all. It's completely yours. Is that talking about Kikomer Shem Ben Elazar Berov Kina'anim? We talk about where most of the people were non-Jewish. So therefore, he figures, the kind of guy that comes in here sure ain't going to be Mekayim the mitzvah HaShavas Aveda. Is that the point? But if it would be Rov Yisrael, he would be hoping that most... Let me finish this. It's a lot of details. Most people here actually would, if they found my ring, would be Machriz. Odim HaFilo Rov Yisrael Nami. Maybe even if it's Rov Yisrael, this guy figures, you know, there's so many people coming here from all over. A lot of non-Jews too. A lot of people who won't be Machbid. Forget it. Vayelech Yisrael and Kis. That's what we assume. That there's an automatic Yish in a public place. Now, you'll notice that there are really two completely different issues that are being mixed up over here. Because if we're talking about Rov Kananim, then that would mean that if you find something in that place, you would have to be, or you would be able to assume that it wasn't lost by someone that you're chayev to return it to. That's a completely different issue than what he said. He said it's because of the Baalim or Mityashim. Well, why do you need to know that the Baalim or Mityashim, if anyway, it's probable that the Baalim weren't even Yisrael, they were Kananim, in which case you're not Mukhliyev to be Mah. So Tosa says that it's talking about over here that the ring that you lost is engraved with your Hillel High School insignia with a big mug and dove. So therefore, the question isn't whether it was lost by a Kanani. The question is whether it was the guy would have figured it was picked up by a Kanani, and therefore is Mityashim imenu. But that in Ochinami, we then get into another issue in a case where we don't know to whom it belonged. That's a different thing. Do I have to be Makris in order to return it? Now, the truth is that even though these are two very different issues, thanks, they are strongly interrelated, as we're going to see throughout the sugya. Because the question, remember, we've been taking something for granted, which is that there's only two states, Harehilo Shalom, or Chayavim Lachriz. When we got into the Mishnah, we had to actually ask ourselves, what a strange contrast, Chayav Lachriz versus Harehilo Shalom. Why not just say, Chayav Lachriz, or Eino Chayav Lachriz? So over there we explained that there was a Chiddush in Harehilo Shalom, which is that even if the guy is saying, he gives you identification. It's too late, because after years, it doesn't really belong to it. Therefore, it's a real shalom. However, that doesn't necessarily mean, does it, as we're going to see in the development of the sugya, that necessarily every place where there's no chiyuv lachriz, that a real shalom. Because if you have a reason to believe that something fell from a Kenani, you're not mechuyev to go being matriach and be machriz. But if there's a Yisrael there who's giving simonim and saying, it's mine, and I figured a Jew would pick it up in this area, and you don't believe in the halakha that Rav Shimon Elazar is saying over here, that necessarily was mityaesh. I mean, there may be two completely different things. Maybe you're not chayev lahachriz, because that's a proactive approach to making sure you return the aveda, but it doesn't mean necessarily arei el shalom. Because there still may be somebody who can identify it that wasn't mityaesh. So the two sugyas are not necessarily one and the same, despite the fact that they're very interrelated. And here, in order to figure out our psak, we're going to have to go through some of the various iterations and changes in the setup. So we're going to go through a number of different cases. And Abba, maybe your case will be addressed, so we can wait. Is it a theoretical question?
There's a fight when someone's animal is in the field.
We're going to actually get the case like that coming up. So let's wait. Now, the question is like this. Iboilo. I mean, Rav Shimon Elazar made a statement. Was he only making this statement Barov Kenanim? Is that the point? Avo Barov Yisrael lo? Odem afil Barov Yisrael nani? Is what he's saying is, look, it doesn't matter that you've got 55% Jews. Bottom line is, a guy who left something in the Howard Johnson bathroom is going to figure, So, 4 out of every 10 people is going to pick it up. That's enough for me to give up on the chintzy. Whatever. I mean, they're going to walk off with it. I'm going to come back half an hour later, turn around and go back to the same Howard Johnson. My ring is going to be there, not a chance. I'm going to get it back because it's going to be picked up undoubtedly by a fine yeshiva bacher wearing a black hat who sees it and says, aha, must be a Jewish ring. We'll find the owner. I'm not even going to bother turning around. Yeah, that bacher was not the best. Of course, a Bar Beirav is actually a beginner, not a real Surba Mirabona. So that's the question. I mean, maybe he meant, even if it was Rov Yisrael, the very fact that this is a public thoroughfare and that thousands of people are passing by here. Because remember, one issue is Rov, but the other issue is the actual number of people that are passing by, right? Because, I mean, once you're telling me it's going to be exposed to one person. Ah, so then I think, oh, maybe that one person was Jewish. So maybe in a Kenani. Why would I be Miyayish if it wasn't a place where a lot of people pass by? You know, there's a chance a Jew passed by. But when thousands of people are passing by, then you say to yourself, there's two different issues here. There's the chances, and then there's the exposure. I mean, even if the chances are rove, but there's still been 100,000 non-Jews. You say, yeah, but there's been 100,001 Jews. That's really very, very comforting. So therefore, it may well be that his halacha was said, even in a case where it was Rov Yisrael, Dilma, because since you have so many other people, so then Afilo Berov Yisrael, Nami, perhaps he paskin. And let's assume for a minute, Imtim Tzalomar, if you'll go along with me to say, which I haven't proved, of course, that Rav Shimon Elazar meant is Alok Afilo Berov Yisrael, Nami, Omar. We don't have an indication over here that there's a Tanakhama that argues on him. I mean, it says V'chein. That doesn't mean that it's in the same context as Klei Anpuri. I mean, Pligi Rabbanan Alei Alo Pligi. Was this something that is actually a machloket? Or it's just that he was the one that addressed it? And even if you say that they argue, do they argue Barov Yisrael? That's where they would argue. But what about Rov Kenani? Rov Kenani, would they argue or not argue? So Barov Kenani Pligi Alo Pligi. And let's say they argue, even Barov Kenani, Afilo Imtim Shaloma, that they're Pligi Afilo Barov Kenani, Halacha Kamoto, Ein Halacha Kamoto. How do we pass it? And imtim tzolom halacha kamoto. This is a never-ending series of imtim tzolomas, which is very important halacha according to the Rambam, because we always take the imtim tzoloma. So whatever we're ready to entertain, if the Gemara is ready to entertain it, it puts it in this way, step by step, for you to know that in fact, okay, you've never found that we haven't, so let's, basically. So imtim tzolom, you're going to say we paskin like him. Do we paskin like him dafke barov kenani? Or do we paskin like him, even Barov Yisrael, that if it's a public place, you don't have to worry? Oh, well, we got a very clear raya, tashma. Hamotzei ma'ot v'batei knesiot v'batei midrashot. You find money in a shul, in the Beit HaMidrash. U'b'chol makom sh'rabim mitzuyim sham, wherever you get a lot of people, harei elu shalom, b'pnei sh'abalim mityashim. Oh, my God, those words, makom sh'rabim mitzuyim, b'pnei sh'abalim mityashim, you sound awfully like Rav Shimon. I know I've heard those words somewhere before. Yes, we just said them. It was Rav Shimon Elazar, right? Now, man shamet le dazo bat aruba. Who is that man di omer? Notice again the confusion of using the words ozal bata ruba. Ozal bata ruba usually means someone who is not chayish leviyuta, but he goes according to the rov. In the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, in the Chachamim, over here means something completely different. It means who is the one that talks about a lot of people. You see, again, we're using the term in two very different ways. Lots of people or most people. The word rov is used in both ways, as we have many times. As a matter of fact, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Okay, we talk about many. Many in what way? So, the idea, therefore, is that these two sugyas are interrelated, as I pointed out earlier. There's another indication. I'll keep pointing it out to you. So here, Rav Shimon Elazar says, is then even in a Beit HaKnesset. Now, certainly you're not going to tell me that the Beit HaKnesset is mostly non-Jews. I mean, they may have rather different beliefs that you have, but still they might be Jewish, right? Afilo Barov Yisrael says they weren't, well, no. You see, Achim HaYiskinim and Mefuzarim, this is different. Over here, the Rabban are also about it. I mean, we said in the Mishnah, Ma'od Mefuzarim. So then, Harei Elu Shalom. So it's talking about over here that it's been kicked around, there's no number, there's no markup. If you're talking Mefuzarim, then why did we address the issue that Balaam and Bityashim? Because it's a makom shel rabbi mitzuyim sham. It has nothing to do with the rabbi mitzuyim sham. It's because of the fact that there's no way to get it back. There's no way to identify it. So then, afilo in a rabbi mitzuyim sham. That can't be the pshat. Oh, yeah, that's true. So, lolam bitzurin, you're right. It's talking about that it's a wallet. But you know what? Who said it's a Jewish Beit Knesset? I mean, maybe it's a non-Jewish Beit Knesset. Maybe it's Beit Knesset shoknanim. Because a Beit Knesset doesn't really have anything to do with worship, if you think about it. It just means a gathering hall, you know. So here's a place where we gather to worship, but it's basically the community center, exactly.
Lions Club.
And it could even be the Lions Club. Yeah. So maybe that's what it meant. Really? And Bate Midrashot? That also means? What is that referring to? So what about Bate Midrashot, Michael Amima? Well, no, that means Bate Midrashot didan diyat vebuknan. Remember, the Beit HaMidrash was often outside of town. You had that shomrim there at night, you know, and you have to clean up crew, the maintenance crew. They're not Jewish. Jews don't work. So, Mimela, it must be that it's Bate Midrashot, but there's Knanim there. Oh, you know, now that you're saying that, you might as well say the Beit HaKnesset was also outside of town. I mean, you don't have to say it was talking about the Lions Club. So, hashtu dati v'alachi. I mean, Bate Knesset also would mean that. Bate Knesset nami didan diat v'buknani. Okay, so you don't have a raya as to whether he was referring to places which are afilu rov Yisrael nami. So let's see if we can find another raya, tashma. Matzaba aveda im rov Yisrael chayav lachriz im rov kananim enu chayav lachriz. Aha! So man shamet le dazlinon bata ruba. Now, wait. Before we talked about ruba meaning lots of people, and here we're talking about ruba in terms of most people. Again, we seem to be confusing two very different issues. So who is the man? So apparently, even though you would think, well, I mean, basically the question is over here whether there's a chiyav of hashavat aveda. I mean, not whether the Baal and Rebbe Yashim, which is a totally different issue. Why would this be related necessarily? Let's see. So, who is the man Yarmah that talks about Rov? Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So, apparently, he only said Im Rov Knanim. Kikon Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Barov Knanim, but Eino Chinami, Barov Yisrael Lo. Ah, no, maybe this is not Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Who said this is Rav Shimon ben Elazar? Maybe this is the Rabbanan. Okay, it's the Rabbanan. So, now we've answered the other question. Do the Rabbanan argue in Rav Shimon ben Elazar in a place of Rov Knanim? Uh-huh. So, now you have your answer to that. So Tifshot Nina, wait. The Modele Rabbanan Rav Shimon Elazar Barov Knani. I mean, so one way or the other, you're addressing one of the issues before, and you're saying you now know. No. We're talking about actually Rav Shimon Elazar. I take that back. And the truth is, even if it would be Rav Yisrael Nani, in a normal case, but this is different. This case is talking about Achav Ba'Yaskinan B'Tamun. It's talking about over here something that is not an Aveda, something that was hidden in a place where people weren't going to find it, and therefore, if it's Rov Yisrael, now there's a Chiyav. And this has nothing to do with the question about whether it's Mityaish, because there's not people that are going to find it. I happen to have stumbled over it. Talmud, so why did he take it? I understand. If you find something that's hidden, then you're going to say, aha, a hidden treasure, clearly not an Aveda, I'll take it. We'll return it to whoever. Why did you take it? Somebody had the treasure map, they were going to come back, and you stumbled over, you'll take it for safekeeping. Ah. So what is it doing in your house? Vatnan matzah kli Somebody finds something that is covered in an area where the people are dumping things, but he obviously has hidden it there. So then if it's covered and hidden, he shouldn't touch it because the guy's going to come back for it. If it's megule, no telo machris. Fine, if it's in the open, but over here you're telling me it was tamun. If it's in the open, we get back to the other question. So then forget about the Aveda. So the question is, who did it belong to? Well, no, says the Gemara, actually, there's another similar case that we had where Rav Pop explained that it's referring to an ashpa, but an ashpa she'ena esuya lefanot. This place has been around as the dumping area for the past 20 years. There's no thought that somebody is going to be moving anything there, right? So therefore, when a person puts something and hides it, he has every reason to believe that it's going to remain hidden until the archaeologists dig there. What happened is that somebody just got a permit to build there. Now there's going to be bulldozers going through the place, and it's now going to be Asui Lefanot. Oh my gosh. So you wander around at the time now that the bulldozers are coming. You know that this guy relied on the fact that it was not going to be in Israel. It was in Asui Lefanot, but Nimlach Ale Lefanotah. There has now been a sudden decision that it's going to be moved. Okay, so in that case, if you're going to leave it there, it's obviously going to be taken by somebody, or they may not even notice it and just run the bulldozer over it. So there you are, mechuyev to take it. But on the other hand, you don't have to deal with the question of whether there was mechuyev to take it. But you don't have to deal with the question of whether the Baalim were b'tiyashim. The Rov Yisrael, the Baalim were not b'tiyashim because they obviously put it there for safekeeping, not knowing that their safe place was going to become unsafe through a sudden change in zoning. And you, who discovered it, of course, now are in the presence of a real Aveda. So you have to take it. And that was the question. Or you know what? You know what? Oh my gosh. Did you notice the language? The language over here? Im rov Yisrael chayav lachris, im rov kedanim eno chayav lachris. That's exactly what we've always avoided. We always contrasted chayav lachris with arei elo shalom. It's the first time we ever saw anything like this. Chayav lachris versus im chayav lachris. Now doesn't that tell you something? Very significant. Here's its significance. Ibayit ema. It may well be that this has nothing to do with Rav Shimon ben Elazar. It's actually going, I'll leave it to Rabbanan. It doesn't say over here, Hari and Shalom, does it? The Rabbanan don't agree with this business about the Yush. All it says is, Eino Chayav Lachriz Katan. All it says is you don't have to be proactive because of the fact that indeed in this case, since over here we have Rov Kananim, who's to say that it doesn't mean you can keep it. Because you don't use rov to paskin ownership. Remember, enochim b'mamona harov. I can't. Rov you can use to be matir something. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you the guidelines. You want to know if this is kosher meat or non-kosher meat. Goes according to rov. You know, you found it in the street. So it depends. Most of the butcher shops are kosher. That's the highest quality hasher. Boy, oh boy. Let's see somebody relying on that hasher today. Well, most of the shops are kosher, you know. There it is, right across the street from Mr. White Meat, It's okay. Yochuan Novim Vizbo. I mean, how many Safeways are there in town anyway? Okay, but that doesn't mean you can be mad at somebody else's money based on Rove. You can't take people's money because, well, probably. What do you mean, probably? So now, all of a sudden, we say the opposite would be true. The truth is that this is going according to Rabbana. And it's talking about Ruba Knani, which has nothing to do here to say necessarily that they're made at Rav Shimon Elazar. All it says over here is Eino Chayav Lachriz. Well, obviously, that's Isser. That's not Moment. You want to be Mechayev me to go running around and find the owner. That's a mitzvah. Because Baruch Hu was not Mechayev me in that mitzvah in this case. Because we go according to the Rov. But now you say, okay, so let me eat it and enjoy it. No. That's money. The Torah wasn't matter your money based on the Rov, you see. So you have to keep it and wait for somebody to show up asking if you found anything. If a Yisrael shows up, Yad Vasimona, so then Shakya. There's two different issues here. What Rav Shimon Elazar was referring to was the question of whether the Baalim were mityashim. He wasn't being mityaches to this issue. And that's a completely different thing. Maybe the Rabbanan don't agree that the Baalim were mityashim, you see. Maybe the Baalim indeed are going to search it out. Okay, Toshma. The Omer of As, Matzach Avit Yayin Be'ir Sheruba Knani. You find now a barrel of wine in a city that's mostly non-Jewish. You're allowed to keep it, muteret mishum mitziyah. So now you can keep it in terms of the momentin, but you're not allowed to drink the wine. And we're going to ask, why are you then allowed to take the money? We'll see. Boy Yisrael v'natan basiman, if a Jew comes along and says, that's mine. It has a little circle with a U inside of it on the bottom. So that at that point, you're allowed to drink it. But you don't have to get back, of course. But you now know that it's kosher wine. Okay? So it's muteret bishtiyah, but to the finders. Oh, thank you very much for identifying that wine. I was really wondering whether I could drink it. Would you like a cup? So this clearly is going like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Because Rav Shimon ben Elazar is the one who says, you don't have to give it back to the guy. He clearly was mityahish. Since it's over here, it's Rav Kanani. He was certainly mityahish. Ah, so in other words, Shema minaki kam Rav Shimon ben Elazar b'Rav Kanani. But note that it does say over here that the wine was found in a town that was Rav Kanani, which apparently means that the only reason that Rav Shimon ben Elazar says the Bailam Rav Yashim is not because there's a lot of Kananim, but because there's Ruba Kananim, which addresses the opening, question. Yes, the opening question.
Wearing a dress.
I thought. But that indeed, Rav Yisrael, he never would have said his din. Look.
Is that a
point? No, not necessarily. Who says that Rav Shimon ben Elazar himself said this? This was Rav Shimon ben Elazar. This was Rav Asi. Now, Rav Asi was saying how he paskins. That means Rav Asi may agree with the din of Yerush Baalim, but he would only go so far as to agree with him in a case where it was Ruba Akum. But in a chinam, if it was Ruba Yisrael, Rav Asi wouldn't have agreed with him. We don't know what Rav Shimon ben Elazar would have held. So maybe Rav Asi is willing to go along with the basic concept that maybe a guy does have yush in public places, but he's polygale bechoda. He disagrees with him about whether to go so far as to say that you don't even need rov akum, just a lot of people. That he disagrees with. Your question wasn't about Rav Asi's psak. Your question was about Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And so far, we haven't seen anything about that. Can I ask you something? If it's usur bahana'a, what is the point of allowing the keeper to keep it? He's not even allowed to sell it. I mean, if you're assuming that this is Yayin Nesa, why? What is the point? Lamai Hilchata. Om Ravashi. Well, I mean, it doesn't say the barrel is Aser Bano. So who's going to get to keep the barrel? Maybe that's the issue until the guy gave him the Simen, of course. Now, who gav the Ashkech Arba Zuzi the Tzairi Besadina? There was a guy who found 4 zuz wrapped up in a handkerchief, the shuttle of Nahar Biran, and it was floating down the Biran River. So he goes, grabs it. Onto the Kamei Rav Yehuda. He goes to Rav Yehuda, and unbelievably, Rav Yehuda tells him, go and be machris. You have 4 minyan, so somebody may claim it. What? It's in the middle of a river. I mean, isn't this the classic case of Zutur Shayam? I thought you said everybody agrees. I mean, that was a pasuk that we learned out of Mimenu. Why in the world in a Zutur Shayam? No, Nahar Biran is not a Zutur Shayam. Because Kivan, the Matkil, lo miyayish. Since the Nahar Biran was used for fishing purposes, what they did was they built a lot of dammed up. So what they did was they built these little dammed up areas that became pools that fish would get trapped in. And would have a hard time escaping. And then they would come and they would take the fish out with little nets from the pools. So therefore, it's not considered to be a Zutur Shayam. It's not like it's a free-flowing place. If this thing falls into the Nahar Biran, he's never going to see it again. He figures he'll see it in the next pool down. You know, it's 3 minutes from here. I'll walk down the shore and I'll find it lying in the pool. So therefore, he said, go ahead and be machris. But, says the Gemara, but I mean, it's Rov Kananim. I mean, it's a public place. So Aruba Kananim, you know, so apparently what we see from here is that we have a clear psak halacha lamaisa in halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar afilu b'Rov Kananim. This is the opposite extreme. Aha. So from this case, we now know the final solution. Yes, they argue, and they argue completely, and we don't paskin like him, we paskin like them, even in a case where Rov Kananim. Aha. No, says the Gemara, of course not. It's a unique case. Shining our biran di Yisrael sachrule, Yisrael korule. I mean, who is enterprising enough, really, to build fish ponds in the middle of a river? It's got to be Jews. They were the ones who did it, and they're the ones who come and empty it out. And Kivan Yisrael Sachrele, since they do the work there, we have to assume that it was Yisrael Nafal. Kivan Yisrael Korole, and he knows that the people that are going to find it in the ponds is going to be 99% Jewish. Why would he be Miayish? So therefore, this has nothing to do with Rav Shimon ben Elazar's psak. Rav Yehuda, Avishokav Yehuzah Batri Demar Shmuel, B'shukat Abay Daisa. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel, and therefore didn't walk next to him, he walked a little behind him. And they were walking through the shuk, the cereal shuk. So Omar Le, Matzakan Arnakimah, what would be if we found a wallet here? Did he find a wallet? What would be if we would find a wallet? Keep the wallet. And what if a Jew would come and would give a simon? Mahu? You'd have to give it back. Huh? How can you pass into two contradictory halachas? Something can't be shalom and then you have to give it back. Lifnim mishurat hadin. This is a halacha that is not built on the halacha. It's built on lifnim mishurat hadin. Now, lamaisa, the lifnim mishurat hadin, we do actually pask in that, but there's an inyan that is chayav to give it back. Lifnim mishurat hadin. And there's a question as to whether that's dafka to someone who is roi. In other words, that adam that's expected to act lifnim mishurat hadin, that would actually be kay for him to go lifnim mishurat hadin. Okay. But the Rambam actually brings his halacha. Shmuel's father found chamorim in the desert, and he gave it back to the owner after 12 months. And that clearly, the guy had been miyayish. Clearly, that's lefi mishrat hadin. Rava was walking behind Reb Nachman. I'm talking about Reb Nachman in the Shukah de Gildoy. It was in the shoe seller's Shukah, the tannery shuk. Some say it was Shukah de Rabbonan, where nonetheless a lot of goyim would walk by. Amarle. Matzikan arniki ma'u. What would be the din if you found a wallet here? Amalei harei shelo. And how about bayis rov natan basiman ma'u? Amalei harei shelo. Who cares if he gives a siman? It's still yours. Well, what if the guy's screaming and he's saying, "Don't walk off with my wallet! I tell you, there's a credit card in there with this number on it, and so on and so forth. How can you do this to me?" So he's crying. Okay, there are people who are crying, watching their house burn down and watching their ship sinking. And they're screaming, and if you could salvage something, it's yours. The fact that he's screaming doesn't mean anything. The bottom line is, the Torah is telling you it's miayish. In those cases, this is no different. You're saying, but he's screaming and he's shouting, let me salvage it. No, chaval alav. Now, the question over here is there no lifnei mishurat hadin here? Or is just you didn't told that Rava was on a madrega to be machayev and lifnei mishurat hadin? We thought that Rava was asking him only what the ikra halacha is. So indeed, there may well be, there is a machlokes b'chol, whether we're kafim to be a machzer. According to Rosh, we're not going to be kafim to be a machzer lifnei mishurat hadin. According to the Mordechai, we're kafim even to do lifnei mishurat hadin. But that seems to be dafke in a case like this where somebody actually came and gave a simit. But it does not mean that you have to go ahead and be machrit lifnei mishurat hadin, just in order to make sure that that happens. It's just that it's actually there. So, maybe over here, there is one way out, even according to the Mordechai, which is fascinating. The Mordechai says that if the person who found it was an ani, and the person who lost it was an usher, then even he agrees that we do not do kofim. But there certainly may well be differences between a saying to be marzu lifnim mishurat hadin. That could be where there's rov goyim. Doesn't mean that bezuto shel yam, that there's a chiyev to be marzu even shel lifnim mishurat hadin. But lamaisa, that indeed is a machlokas. Some say that's the pshat, but others, including the Ramo, paskin not like that. And there's always an issue of lifnim mishurat hadin.
Ahud dayo the shakel bisra b'shuka. So there was this bird that went ahead and picked up a piece of meat in the middle of the shuk and flew off and deposited it b'tzaniyata de Bar Merion, right in the middle of the orchard, the date orchard of Bar Merion. He's got this beautiful, beautiful bag of steaks. Fantastic. So he comes to Abaya and he says, can I eat it? Amalei zir shkola nafshecha. Yeah, enjoy it. But Arubad Yisrael nino. So how do you say go eat and enjoy? So Shmamina Allah Shib ibn Al-Azhar, Afilabur of Yisrael? Are you saying that since it's a public thoroughfare and the shuk, they gave up? No. I'm saying when you see a bird flying off with your meat, you don't expect to see it again. And therefore this is equivalent to Zuto Shoyam. So that's what I'm saying. And this is Shine Dayo de Kizuto Shoyam Dami. But what about Basar Shenit Alayim and Ayin? How about that? Well, it's talking about Be'omed V'ro'eo. The guy was standing there, and he watches his meat flying off, and then sees it bombing the Tzaniyata, the Bar Merion. So, Basar Shenit Alayim and Ayin, we don't have a raya. It's not a problem. But mitzad the din of losing your balut, maybe there's not even a lifnim mishurat hadin in this case. Reb Chanina, was walking along the road between Tveri and Tzipori, which is right in Barnea's neighborhood, and he found a Gedi Shafut.
The highway commission was putting in the road, and they made measurements to decide where to fix the road, and they found in this period's road exactly there. 2,000 years earlier, the Romans had determined this is the best place to put it, so they moved the highway over, and you can walk the 8 amas across road from Tzipori to Tveri.
So they said, it's mutter itirulo. So Rabbi Ami said they were matir in every way. They were matir at Mishum Mitziyah. They said he can keep it, like a criminal lawsuit. Who says that on a highway it's okay to keep whatever you find? But why were they matir him to eat it? Ah, they were matir him to eat it, like Rabbi Chanina, but Ashur B'Yosef HaGalili, D'Tanya. Harish Abdullo Gidiyav V'Tanagolav. The guy's missing some of his animals, and Halachu Matzan Shkutin, he finds them, but they're shechted. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, but Rabbi Chanani ben Asher Rabbi Yosef Glidin Matir. And Rabbi said, Nirin Divir Rabbi Yehuda Kishmatzan Ba'ashpa, V'Divir Rabbi Chanani ben Asher Rabbi Yosef Glidin Kishmatzan Ba'bayit. If you found these things in a garbage dump, so then you have to assume that the Shechita wasn't kosher. Who would put, in a garbage dump, you put an Avela. But if you found it in the house, so then probably it's kosher. Now, if they were matirit, mitirulo mishum shchita, I mean, how could they have allowed him to eat it? Unless it's Rov Yisrael. And nonetheless, they paskin that he could keep it. So you see that Allah has scripture and Allah afil Rov Yisrael. And that answers your question. How do we paskin? And is there a difference in the psak between Rov Yisrael and Rov Akum? Here we see that even if Rov Yisrael, which is unavoidable, otherwise why would it allow you to eat something that you find shechted, a piece of meat? That's unbelievable, unless we're following the Rov. And nonetheless, we say the guy must have been Miyayish, even though Rov Yisrael. That seems to prove it completely. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Maybe actually Rov Kinani, but most of the butchers were Yisrael. Rov Tabachei Yisrael. Rav Ami was Ashkach Pargiot, Ben Tveri Yeletzipori. Rav Ami found pargiot, which are little birds, between Tveri and Tzipori. Or some say he just brought the sugya to the Beit HaMidrash and asked him, what do I do? Can I eat these nice little young birds, capons, shechted there in the middle of the street or not? And they say, sure, enjoy. Some bring a raya from here, that indeed, since this was clearly Basar Shel Ha'Talim Min Ha'Ayin, that the din is basar shel ha'talim min ha'ayin is mut. So notice, apparently over here, the legabi this halacha, we're relying, and that's what we relied on over here, since most of the people who would be doing shechita were Yisrael, and that would be what's all important. As far as the din of mitziot are concerned, Rebbe Yitzchak Navcha Ashkach Kibura, Azli Be Azli, he found kibura, which are the type of these, in our terms, nylon threads that you would use for making fishermen's nets or tying fishermen's lines. And he found it be azluye, which azluye are fishermen or trappers who would be using this kind of thing. So Atul Kame, the Rabbi Yochan, or some say yes to the Beit HaMidrash, and he said, what do I do? And he said, zil shkol l'nafshecha, because again, this is a place where so many people come around, and indeed we pask, and therefore that would be mutar. Barzuta chasida ignev le'kasa de'kaspam yush pizah chasya lo bar be'rav de'mashi yadav nagim v'glimi de'chavre. Amar, aha! Hainu hai deloich patle yamamonu dechavre, kafte va'ode. Tanya mode Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar kenem chadashim shesofa atana ayin shechayav la'achriz. When I say that there are kenem chadashim shalosava atana ayin, what do I mean, sheno chayav la'achriz? Kegon badei machatin v'tzinori otobach rozit shal kardumot, kol elu sha'omru. Ema tay mutarin bizman shematzan echad achad, matzan shayim shayim, that's a different thing, chayav la'achriz. What does bade mean, by the way? Shuki. Am I currently bade? Dabar de toloba mide is always called a bad, like the Mishnah, Kyudatanata. Ale echad bevad echad. Vechen haya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer. Hamatzil min ha'ariyu, min ha'dovu, min ha'namer, min ha'bardas, v'zut ha'shayam, mishlu litosha nahar. But here's the important point. Hamotzi b'sarat ya'plat y'gedola, b'chomakam sh'arabi mitzuyim sham. It's all the same because the Rebbe showed me the Shabbali mit Yashimihem. Now, Ipoy Luki, Kabir Rebbe Shimon Elazar of Knani, Avod Rebbe Yisrael, Lo Dima Filo Rebbe Yisrael Nami Omar. Im Tim Tzlo Ba Filo Rebbe Yisrael Nami Omar, Pligi Rabban Anoy Alor Pligi. Vim Tim Tzlo Ba Pligi, is it Rebbe Yisrael that Vadai Pligi? Barov Knani Pligi, Olor Pligi. Im Tim Tzlo Ba Pligi, a Filo Barov Knani, Halacha Kamoto Ein Halacha Kamoto. Vim Tim Tzlo Ba Halacha Kamoto, is it Daf Kabrov Knani Halacha Kamoto? Well, at least the first part we can answer. Tashma. Hamotzei ma'ot b'batei kinesiyot b'batei midrashot b'chol makom sh'rabim mitzuyim sham. Harei elo shalom ipnei shaba'alim iti ashimim. Man shamat le'dasa bata ruba rup shimon ben alazah. Shema mina afilo barom Yisrael nami. No, achmai eskin vuzarin. Ah, come off and vuzarin. So it doesn't have to be a mokum sharabim mitzim sham. Afilo ain't a rabim mitzim sham. And there are abonar even later. Not le'yolam bitzurim, you're right. Achmai eskin on bata knesser shaknani. Really. And bata medrashot ma'ikala me'amar. It means bata medrashot idan bata yadvibu knani. Well, Ashra Titul Achim, I might as well say the Bati Knesset Nami, are Didan, but Yadvi Beknani. How about this case? Toshman Batsuba Avidaim, Rabbi Yisrael Chayav Lachris, Rav Tani Menu Chayav Lachris. Man Shaman Lechon was in about Aruba, Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, clearly Shaman Ben Akamar, Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, only Barov Knani, Malvo Barov Yisrael Lo. Nah, it's the Rabbonin. Ah, it's the Rabbonin. Okay. So then, Tiv Shemina Adamadale Rabbonin, Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, Barov Knani. Whoops, okay, never mind, I take it back. It's Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. And it's talking about a few of Rav Yisrael Nami. But it's talking about Avir B'Tamun. Tamun. So why did he take it? May Avir D'Gabet? V'tan Matzah Klei B'Hashpa Mechusel Lo Yigabo Migule Noteh Lo Machriz. Ah, could you remember Papa in that other case? B'Hashpa She'ena Asuri L'Fanot where they suddenly decided to Nim Nimechal L'Fanotah. That could be the case over here. It was Tamun, and now you see it's about to be wrecked. So Ch'nem Hashpa She'ena Asuri L'Fanot V'Nimechal L'Fanotah. The Ibai Tema, we can reconstruct the whole case, and maybe Liolam Rabbana. It doesn't say Arein Shalom, it just says Eino Chayav Lachris Katani, which is a completely different issue. So maybe we're talking about Rov. The Rov doesn't allow you to keep something, B'mamon, but it does allow you not to do a mitzvah, B'Isser, Siyaniyach. And then if Yisrael comes, we are B'Siman Echinani, he would be Shakel. But who say they agree with Rav Shimon Elazar? Tashman Yom Ravasi Matzah Chavit Yain Beir Shuba Kedani Muteret Mishum Etziyat, but it's a Surah Ba'ana'at. By Yisrael Natan Basiman, then it even becomes Muteret Beshtiyat. But of course, they don't want to give it that. Keman Kriv Shimon Elazar. So Shmami Nakika Kriv Shimon Elazar Barov Kinanim, because that's what he specified. Avu Barov Yisrael Lo, the Yolam Yom Kriv Shimon Elazar Filo Barov Yisrael Nami Kama. It's only Ravasi who stipulated that it's Rov Kenanim, because Rov Lekavati Bechoda, Bolog Lebechoda. V'chimiyach de Asira Ba'ana'a, what's the point of saying it's Buter Bishom Mitziyah, L'ma Yelchata? Om Rav Ashi, L'kan Kana. Ahu Gavet Ashkech Arba, Zizit Etzari B'Satina V'Shata B'Dahar Biron. Ata L'kabit Rav Yehuda, Om Alay, no, you gotta go out and be Machris. What? Zuta Shayamu. Shining Ahar Biron, give it a Machir, lo Miyayish. But it's still Ruba Kenanim. Shall we say from the psak of Rabbi Yehuda that Shema Menein Alok Rav Shimon Elazar Afilabar of Knanim? No. Shani Nar Biran, the Yisrael Sachrule, the Yisrael Karule. Given the Yisrael Sachrule, Emor Mi Yisrael Nafa. Given Yisrael Karule, Lo Mi Yayish. Rabbi Yehuda Avishak was about to Rabashu, Bashukar Bei Daisa. Omale Matzakan Arniki Ma. Omale Arela Shalom. Ba Yisrael Vatan Bas Siman Ma. Omale Chayav Lakzir. Tarte? Omale, yep, lifting Mishrat Adin. Kiyadi Avodi Shmuel Ashkan Hamri bin Midbar of Adrin Le Marayu, Le Bata Tracy Yarchishata. It was only lifting Mishrat Adin. Rav Avishak was about to Rabbanach of Shukat Gidoy, Vamil of Shukat Rabbot, and Amale Matzkan Arnaki Mau, Omar Le Arel Shalom. And what if Yisro comes with a Tambasiman Mau? Omale, I said Arel Shalom. But now, lo, maybe it's Ovea. So, it's not like it's Ovea Rabbi Toshinafal, or Svina Toshinavabayan. Ahu Dayo, the Shark of Bisra, Bashuka, Vishad Yepitsanyata Devei Bar Merion. Otto the Kamede Abai, I'm like, well, enjoy. Varubli Yisrael, you know? Shvamin Allah, Rabbi Yishimim, Allah, I feel a Baruvi Yisrael, because that's where it's Miyayish? No, it's because Shine Dayo, because it's a Shoyam Dami. But what about Omarab, Basashin, Dalim, and Ayan Asur? That's Bo made Varoe. Rabbi Hanina Matsakadi Shachut Ben Tveri, let's see, Bori Viti Ruolo. Om Revami, Hitirulo Mishum Mitziyak, Rav Shimon Elazar, and Hitirulo Mishum Shchitak, Rabbi Hanin Menashum Yosei Aguilin. By the way, some bring a riot from here that Basash Nidalim and Ayin obviously is Mutter, because this was Nidalim and Ayin. Tetanya, Rishavdilo Gidoya, Vitanagola, Valachamatu Shchutin, Rabbi Yudos, Rabbi Hanin Menashum Yosei Aguilin Matir. Om Rabbi Nirin Divir Rabbi Yehuda Kishematzan Ba'ashpa V'Divir Rabbi Hananya Benashim Yosei Aglil Kishematzan Ba'ayit Miniti Rulo Mishab Shchita. Clearly it's Rubin Yisrael and Shmami Alok Mishab Elazar Afilu Barav Yisrael. Om Rabbi, not necessarily. It's Rav Kenani. It's just Rav Tabachei Yisrael. Rav Ashi Ashkach Pargi Ot Shchutot Ben Tveri Letzipori out to the cabinet of Asi, one of the cabinet of Rabbi Yochanan, or some say just threw the Shaila out to the Beit Midrash. Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, Ashka Kibur, the Asi Be'azluye, out to the Kame, the Rabbi Yochanan, Amrla Be'Midrasha, and there too Amrla Zil Shkola Navshecha.